Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. It is 109. It is a Wednesday, and it is a huge, huge day for lovers of Prince. You just heard Susie talk about it in the news report there at the top of the hour. It is opening night for Prince the Musical. And let me tell you, I couldn't be more excited. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. And I'm in for Chad today. Earlier today on 5 Eyewitness News, we had a couple of people who used to work with Prince on the music end. And they were on the show talking about how they were helping to craft the music for this particular production because they wanted to do Prince right. And it sounds like that's sort of one of the primary focuses of what this is all about. So for those of you who are going to get a chance to get out and see it, it sounds like it's so good. Let's talk with Dale Stark. He's with Hennepin Arts. Dale, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing really good. It's a busy day.
I know. You received my first email at like 4 o'clock this morning, and you responded. So I know you probably have not been sleeping much.
No.
Tell me a little bit about what people can expect if they come to the show.
Oh, for tonight is the official pre-Broadway opening of Purple Rain. So we are going to be celebrating like it's 1999. Sorry, I had to get the lyric pun in. We are having a purple carpet arrival, an illuminated purple paisley pathway, if you will. All kinds of photo opportunities, an energetic show that has just been clamoring for this day for several weeks now.
So you were explaining to me that the production, and I guess I was a little confused, it's not about Prince. It's an adaptation of the kid who was Prince's character in Purple Rain.
Yeah, so the original movie Purple Rain was fictional. It was loosely based on elements of his life. The stage show is an adaptation of that movie. So through that adaptation, to fill the length of a Broadway show, they were able to add in additional songs in the Prince catalog. Develop some additional depth to Apollonia's character and really kind of open it up much more than, a 1985 sensibility sort of MTV slick looking movie.
Yeah. And on the Apollonia thing, I guess I have to ask if the line of purifying yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka, does that remain in the theatrical production?
You'll just have to come and see.
leaving us hanging, which is also like the dumbest thing for a pop culture, because I think we all know in these parts that particular part of the movie was not even filmed in Lake Minnetonka, but I digress. Dale, folks want to check out the show. How should they go about doing that?
The best thing to do is go to hennepinarts.org, and then there'll be a link right on the homepage to the Purple Rain event page. And we've been updating the performance grid to identify which performances have the best availability. The show's been open since, or has been running since October 16th. It's been in previews this whole time. So with tonight being the official opening, that will trigger reviews. And we're recommending people get their hands on tickets before they disappear.
And send then, so from here, this thing goes to Broadway. I still have a hard time kind of wrapping my head around that.
Yeah, it's you know, this hasn't happened here in the Twin Cities since 1997 with The Lion King, because The Lion King made its pre-Broadway debut right here in Minneapolis. So and it worked out pretty well for them.
Yeah, Lion King, it did okay. It did okay.
Sure.
forgive me for asking this. Maybe it's a dumb question, but does that happen with other productions on Broadway? Do they start somewhere else before they actually debut on Broadway?
Not necessarily. It's not a hard, fast rule. Jersey Boys, for instance, started out in La Jolla Playhouse, and it kind of depends on the show, what kind of show it might be, what kind of audience they're thinking it might attract. I believe Mamma Mia went out on tour first before heading to Broadway. So it's a little bit of everything. So, and then of course shows that start their previews on Broadway and then open officially on Broadway. So but it is unique to Minneapolis. We have been fortunate to launch a number of national tours in Minneapolis, but it hasn't been since 97 since that we've launched a brand new Broadway musical.
Dale, I appreciate your time today. I know it's a big night tonight. So,
oh my gosh, absolutely.
As they say, break a leg. Do they say that to you too, or is that?
No, because I might trip and fall, and then that wouldn't be good for anyone.
You might actually break a leg. Well, nobody wants that. Dale no. Stark with Hennepin Arts. Dale, good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks so much, Chris. Email me anytime at 4 a.m.
I will. You know I will. You know I will.
Alrighty.
Thanks.
Thanks much.
All right.
Well, for starters, you have to purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
What?
You have to purify yourself in Lake Minnetonka.
There it is.
Got to be in the show.
That's the line.
You have to put it in
the
show.
It has to be in the show.
The crowd will be booing mercilessly at the end of the show if they don't hear it.
100%. 100%. Has to be there. Can I say something controversial?
You can go ahead and do that.
And this is going to... I even hesitate for these words to come out of my mouth.
Oh, you're about to do it. You already teased it. So come on. Let's out with it.
The movie Purple Rain is terrible.
Wow!
Okay. It is awful. It is absolutely horrid.
Clearly you do not understand the arts. You do not understand film, cinema, as one might say.
I know some of you guys agree with me out there. 651-461-9226. Purple Rain, an awful movie. Let's talk about it when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. It's 119.
How dare you talk over this music?
I don't want to.
After what you said.
This is one of the greatest songs of all time. You'll get no arguments from me. I grew up with this cassette playing 24/7.
Yeah.
And you don't really think about...
They had those cassettes in the Dakotas?
Yes, they did. You don't think about how big of an impact an artist has on your life until they're gone. And it's when Prince died, it was like, oh my gosh, like the music was always there. And I think for a lot of people, it comes back to Purple Rain and it comes back to this soundtrack. And he has all kinds of other great music. But we need to come clean on this and just admit it. I love the movie Purple Rain, but it's not good.
73% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's pretty good.
It's kind of corny.
Corny can be good. Corny doesn't mean bad.
And then that was your experience with watching it, Dave?
No.
Because you...
haven't seen it and have no interest in seeing it?
Maybe. That's what I thought.
Came out the year of my birth. I'm sorry. Not going back.
I am surprised at the amount of people who have not seen the movie because I love it. I love its campiness. I love its corniness. When I said I didn't like the movie, I was kind of just teeing this up.
You're lying now. You're trying to get back in Minnesota's good graces.
It's not. Morris Day's character in that movie is so, he's just so good. It's just, Prince is so young. It's just the music, though. We need to be honest with ourselves. The movie is what it is, but it is the soundtrack. And that is the thing that holds this thing together. It's not the acting. I'm sorry. Prince was a fantastic musician, not a great actor.
Did Paisley Park call you during the break? That's quite the backpedal.
I never said I hated the movie.
That's what I heard.
Richard's on the line. Hey, Richard, WCCO talking text line 651-461-9226. How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing fine. I called in when you said that right away because, yeah, Prince was hardly an actor. But other than a possible argument for Apollonia, the only reason to watch that movie is the music.
I mean, Morris Day was great. Right?
Yeah. Well, his character.
Silence.
Oh, no, I agree. He actually can act. He actually could act. You know, he was, you know, doing his stage stuff. But, you know, what is nice about the movie is the music, and you get a nice little First Avenue concert, you know, footage. So that's the only reason. And if that's the only reason, then just play the album.
Richard, while I have you, what's another overrated movie that really, it just, in your opinion, isn't good?
Another overrated movie.
That, like, everybody seems to like, and, like, culturally everyone's into, like, say, Caddyshack.
Oh, Caddyshack's great because, you know, there's not a wasted line in the whole thing. It's either a setup or a punchline. I see it'd be, you know, some of the classic, like Wizard of Oz. Maybe it's just, you know, overkill because I watched it 50 times growing up.
Yeah.
You know, every fall it was on. And they could do it, well, you know, they could do a much better job of it now because of, you know, CGI and that sort of stuff.
How dare you, Richard, take shots at Wizard of Oz with our beloved Judy Garland?
Have you heard about the Ruby Slippers?
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. You got to be the state hometowner here. But if you read the original book and then look at it, they're like two different things. They really are different.
Well, and that's,
the book is dark and dirty and mysterious, and they just cleaned it up nice and pretty for Hollywood.
Well, sure. Richard, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. You bet.
WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. I purposely said this to try to enrage you out there that Purple Rain was terrible because I wanted to get your feedback, and it's working. I don't hate the movie. I love the soundtrack. I think the movie's okay. And I don't like Caddyshack, by the way. You did hear me say that.
That's disgusting and disturbing. Caddyshack is a classic.
It's fine.
It's a comedy classic.
It's fine.
It's not as good as Caddyshack 2.
It's fine. Like the gopher? What? I don't get it. Talk a text line. Here we go. Now, this is interesting. I saw a preview of it, and the Lake Minnetonka fans were not disappointed.
Good.
So that person's implying that, yes, indeed, there will be a reference to Lake Minnetonka in the stage adaptation.
Purple, a five-minute applause break.
Right. Purple Rain, the movie, was like what would happen if a plumber tried to do vascular surgery. Okay. Prince should have stayed in his lane that time. That's funny. That's really funny. I already knew we were on the opposing sides regarding politics. Now I know we are polar opposites after hearing you hate Purple Rain. A, how do you know what side I'm on politically? Because I don't ever say, because I think they're both wackadoodle. And I don't hate Purple Rain. I just don't think the movie is that great. But thank you for your comments.
We all have movies that we know objectively are not good, but for whatever reason
have a emotional connection.
We still enjoy watching them, right?
Right, right.
I mean, not me. I only like the classics.
Well, Richard doesn't like Wizard of Oz. I haven't heard that one. Blazing Saddles is overrated. WCCO talk and text line. What's the overrated movies? I said Caddyshack. I did. I'm sorry.
I'll throw another sports classic comedy at you. Slapshot.
That's blasphemy.
Never cared for it.
That is blasphemy.
I know it is.
That is blasphemy.
I just never did anything for me.
Yeah.
Watched it a couple times. I watched it once and really that was it. Tried it again. No, I guess that was it. Okay, the Hansons. All right, yeah. Putting on the foil. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. That's a tough one to say. That's a tough one to say you don't like.
Yeah, don't get me state of hockey.
In these parts, you're probably going to get some ragey texts here.
Oh, you took on the Prince people. I'm taking on Hockey Nation, I guess.
Blazing Saddles was overrated. Interesting.
I like Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. But.
Except for the ending. Ending's terrible.
The texture's funny. I know it was inadvertent, but it says Blazing Saddles. Maybe that's a different.
Also not a great movie.
Maybe that's a different one. let's see. Under the Cherry Moon was worse. Okay. Nacho Libre.
Jack Black.
Yeah.
Playing luchador.
Jack Black's yeah, you're really in on him or you're not.
Yeah.
I found. Agreed. Slapshot is an awful movie, but some of the funniest parts in Slapshot are still funny. Okay. Top Gun sucks. Oh. That one will ruffle a lot of feathers.
Came across a list a couple weeks ago of what was, you know, by whatever data points these folks used, the 50 greatest films of all time.
Yeah.
Top Gun Maverick was like number 11.
One of my... I
what a horrible list.
That's the sequel, right?
Yes.
I kid you not, one of my best friends, in fact, he's been texting me because he's on a flight right now. Every time he gets in the plane, he watches Top Gun Maverick. Every time. Every time. And this person's not insane. He's a very successful businessman.
Is Kenny Loggins running through his head as he's going through security?
And he screen grabs it and texts me a picture of it. Hey, guess what's on?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, what? Overrated movie is Vacation with Chevy Chase. Sucked. Oh, that's a hot take.
Is that Chad texting? No man has hated Chevy Chase more than Chad.
Well, I think Chevy Chase had a reputation of not being the nicest guy.
Still has that reputation,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah. Speaking of which, The Three Amigos.
I love that movie.
I liked it at the time, but I don't know if I watched it now if I would think it was fun.
It's been many years, but as a child, I ran that VHS 100%, into the ground.
100%. I think that's probably part of what my issue is with Purple Rain too, because at the time I thought it was amazing, but I watched it again like last year, a couple years ago, and I was just like, this really is not a very good movie.
Turns out I just like the music.
I mean, the music is just so, so good. Fun fact about filming Purple Rain is that Morris Day, in quotes, was off getting high when he wasn't filming scenes. What? That's quite the allegation. Daryl in Minneapolis. Wow.
We had the director of the movie in a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was playing at maybe like Twin Cities Film Festival or something. It was like an anniversary. And he came in and he told us a great story about they have the montage scene when doves cry, and he didn't have the music for it. He needed a song. And one night called Prince, say, hey, I'm working on the montage. I need you a song. I need you to get me a song. Okay, I'll figure something out. Next morning, when doves cry.
That's insane.
That's pretty good. Here it is. There, you got your tune.
The two guys we had on Minnesota Live this morning who work with them musically, they described him like that. They described him as like a ocean or waves, and his creativity, he could just poof.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, folks. WCCO Talk and Text Line, we really hit a nerve with this one about overrated movies. We have The Jerk. More people on Top Gun, hating on Top Gun. We're going to dig into a topic that you heard on the top of the news a short time ago. Susie was talking about this. There are some physicians who are in the middle of a one-day strike right now. And so a lot of doctors have walked off the job to make a point, and I want to deep dive on that. Find out more about what that is all about. When we come back, you are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.